Hi, I'm Kate Smurfit and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 29th. Now firstly, politics. And a senior Tory MP has been forced to apologise after paying £45,000 in expenses to his son. Derek Conway listed his son Henry as his parliamentary assistant while the boy was in fact away studying at university. The fraud came to light when investigators noticed that Conservative Party policies were complete rubbish and anyone who'd watched a few episodes of Montel Williams could have done a lot better. Now, international news, and Israel has apologised for banning the Beatles when they planned to visit the country in 1965. Many Beatles classics, as we now know them, in fact contain lyric changes instigated by the band after the Israeli ban. Few now remember the original versions of Baby, You Can Drive My Car, But Get Out Quickly, I Want to Bomb Your Settlement, and With a Little Help from My Wahhabist Sympathisers. Now, entertainment, and Russell Brand peed into a cup during his weekly radio show. The move was seen as vital, since otherwise his penis would have missed a whole week of news coverage. Crime, and a major trial is being launched to see whether nutritional supplements reduce antisocial behaviour in prisons. This comes after a smaller recent study seemed to imply a link. It's not yet clear, however, whether the nutrients made the prisoners calmer, or whether they simply used up all their anger and aggression punching the picture of Gillian McKeith on the boxes. The instigators of the study say that the problem is not prison food, which is highly nutritious, especially with all the spunk from the sex offenders working in the kitchen. They say the problem lies with prisoners making poor choices, and presumably that includes the choices they made before they went to prison, such as borrowing all that jewellery without permission from the shop owner, going on holiday right after completely forgetting about the heroin-filled condom mid-afternoon snack they'd had the day before. Now, terrorism, and four men have pleaded guilty to offences linked to a plot to kidnap and murder a Muslim member of the British Armed Forces. Ringleader Parviz Khan said that he intended to behead his victim like a pig. Except, of course, Muslims don't eat pork, so they wouldn't actually kill pigs. Now, finally, religion. And Pope Benedict has made a speech to academics at the Vatican warning them against the seductive powers of science. Oh, good. He said, "No science can say who man is, where he comes from, or where he's going." To which any half-decent scientific academic would reply, "Close relative of the chimp, East Africa, and nowhere very interesting if we don't get global warming sorted out soon." Benedict went on to tell the conference, "Man is not the fruit of chance or a bundle of convergences, determinisms, or physical and chemical reactions." Oh, sorry, what's that? News just in. Man is the fruit of chance, a bundle of convergences, determinism, and physical and chemical reactions. Sorry about that. Well, that's all from me for today. I shall be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks very much for listening. I'm Kate Smurfit, and goodbye.